The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And it's another beautiful Saturday morning in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and a little cool out there, actually. I wish I had long sleeves like you do.
Don't complain about it, because next week I think it's going to change again. But this has been a great week to be outside in the morning.
It's been, the whole month has been cooler than normal. Yeah. I mean, I was listening to the news this morning, and the guy on there saying, oh, we're getting ready to have a blast of heat. Well, he's talking 89 and 92. I mean, what's hot, 85, 95, or 105? I mean, everything.
Well, you know, August people get a little tired of it, just ready for a change. And but the humidity has been gone, which is awesome.
Well, he said this morning the humidity is record low almost. So.
Except it has dried out things a lot.
And that's what gets us.
When you do have low humidity, everything is going to dry.
Exactly.
So you do need to be watering if you're not watering, even though.
And I don't remember much rain this week, but we must have had some because Tommy cut some of the grass and the ditches.
I don't think it rained. I think it rained this past weekend. Well, we got rain, it was like Thursday, Friday, Saturday in a row.
Uh-huh.
But I actually cut on my irrigation, I think Wednesday night, and ran it one time. And
he was cutting some ditches and they had water in them. Yeah. And so I found it hard to believe it lasted a week.
I know I tell people not to water at night, but when the humidity is super low and it's cool, it
don't matter.
Things like getting a good overnight
rain. It don't matter.
I cheated on it. So.
Oh, I've had times we've watered trees in the field and the water would evaporate before it hit the ground.
I like it. It was a good week. I'm kind of tired the last couple of weeks. I don't know what happened, but we, June and July was slow. I know July was slow because of the heat and then the rain. Actually, it was kind of
raining every other day, does it?
Say that about July.
No.
But August 1st, the switch flipped. And we just been busy. Balls to the wall.
Again. Good.
We're doing $100,000 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, the last 2 weeks. So it's been a good week. Good week again. And started golf, and I had that going on at night. So this morning I woke up, I was kind of tired. So.
I can see it. And one thing, one little bit of advice: you're getting older.
Yeah.
It takes longer to recover.
It does.
Yeah, it's not that you're doing more and wearing out. It's just it takes longer to recover.
Yeah,
$100,000 a week is pretty strong for a place like yours.
I got up this morning, fed the cats, and was in there, and Teresa was getting ready, and I got back in bed for a minute. She came out, and I go, what are you doing? I said, I need like 5 more minutes just to lay here.
You're going to be late, that's what I hear.
I was here. Yeah, I beat you today.
She comes in there, it's 10 after 7, you're going to be late. I said, I don't think so.
I had to get here early today so I can talk to Matt about football, man. It was a great night last night for the Trojans. And had some good games overall. And then Rock Hill lost by a little bit, and South Point got heartbreak by 1. But, I mean, that's
and Northwestern won by 1.
Yeah, 1-1, so it was a –
so those two average out.
Good kickoff. A lot of points were scored. And
you're still laying tied, but the Panthers come only one.
Yeah. And they're actually going to play their starters. We're going to do something different. The last preseason game, we're going to put the starters in for a minute.
For one series.
But, you know, I was thinking about it. He may have some point to that because usually as you get closer to the games, you want to get your team more ready, not have them play early and sit there for a while.
That's what they used to do years ago. Yeah. They'd play them in the last game.
Yeah, well, me and my wife call our quarterback, tiny quarterback.
I think he's going to be a good one.
Well, he's a good kid. He has won. He's won a national championship. I mean, he knows what to do. So,
but when you get sacked as many times as he did last year, you can't get it.
Well, I heard they changed the offense on him three times before the season started. In camp. Yeah, and then had different people calling plays the whole year. So, I mean, what do you want the guy to do?
Well, I'm not sure I blame that on the head coach that got fired. I think that was...
We all know who to blame it on.
Well, they went out and got all these assistant coaches. I mean, they had I never seen a team have that many assistant coaches, and most of them are well-known.
We know who to blame it on. Rock Hill's old buddy.
And
Tepper.
They...
we don't say that name on here.
Sorry.
I was trying to be nice. Me being
you know
nice.
What I did this week, though? It's kind of cool. I got off on the Palmetto Parkway, the new off-ramp on 77. Did you know it was called that?
No.
I didn't know it was called that.
It's been the one that's
I joked with
a
Gary
years.
Semerell about it. It's Gary Semerell exit, but he's like, don't put me on there. It's called Palmetto Parkway. It's actually cool. You go up. I was coming from Columbia. You go up, take a left. It runs you right out to Mount Gallant and the Rock Hill Business Park right there. And if you take a right, it runs you right to Riverwalk, right to that back entrance of Riverwalk. So kind of crazy.
I've never been on it.
Had me all turned around over there. So.
And that's going to be some
bad. If you ain't got nothing to do today, go drive down, get on 77 and get
Why
off on the
Palmetto
Parkway.
Why would care? He's passed all that down.
I know.
He's living the life.
Hey, Gary.
He's living the life of luxury now.
I think he's a Gardner's Bench listener out there.
He was at one time on the still. I ain't talked to him since your house. And he, I remember when he ran for the house. Long time
been a while.
Ago.
Been a minute, huh?
That's how he met his wife, knocking on doors.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we got some music coming up, so we're going to take our first break here at the Gardner's Bench, and we'll be right back.
This is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. If your air conditioning and heating system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save over 40% on your everyday home or business energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for 3 decades.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? Cause I know I got some good friends that live.
Back to the Gardener's Bench. We're jamming this morning.
Singing going on in here. I don't know.
Yeah, we're jamming this morning. You
people
will?
Might say, you know who sings that song? And they'll say, yeah. And they're like, let them sing it. That's why Teresa gets me to be quiet.
By David Rector and Steve Crump.
That's right. The duet.
Yeah, man.
Bass duet.
As long as nobody can hear us, I'm fine with it.
That's fine. If you ever come in my store and you hear somebody singing, I'm up at my desk singing, and some of the guys in there go, there's a customer in here. I'm like, I don't care. It's all right. It's not going to hurt them to hear my beautiful singing.
I never heard you singing in your tower.
Well, you never come over there, man. You're always in your place.
No, I'm over there, but you're never there. You're always playing golf or something.
There we go.
But anyway, we've talked enough about that. Tell me about my grass. It's looking real good again.
Should be looking really good. Everything's kind of slowed down. So and if you have Bermuda,
I'm not having to have it mowed twice a week.
Yeah, this time of year, I like it this time because it gets, it's almost like it has growth regulator on it.
And
it's slowed down. The color is really good. And like you say, you don't have to mow it twice a week. So
I didn't realize we were mowing it sometimes three times a week.
Yeah, at the store,
for a
we've
while.
Been mowing those plots twice a week and then the hill over there twice a week. So it's all good. And my neighbor, Domer, he is Justin Domer, a proud sponsor of our show, is cleaning out his whole front lot. We're going to put some sod on there next week. So
really?
Out there with the tractor yesterday and just dug everything up.
He's always
That's
doing
what he
something.
Does. He's
always
doing
something. He's amazing.
We're going to put some beautiful Palisade Zoys out there. So, the one big thing I wanted to talk about, I should have mentioned it last week, but we've had an army worm invasion. And I don't know if you heard about it because going on, but they have been eating
everything.
Grass. If you go out and you see sections of your grass that had grass and all of a sudden it's not there, that's what it is army worms.
We used to get, long time before we started dealing with you, before y'all got up here dealing in small amounts, one of your competitors would send us something every year on army worms.
Well, they send it out about the same time every year. It goes out about the 1st of August to look for them. Now, we haven't had an invasion like this in 7-8 years, really.
It's been a while. I hadn't seen it, but I've heard people
talk about
it.
It's a worm, about a brown worm, about an inch long, and it has a fork on its forehead. It's called army worm, and they have eggs are laid in trees. The wind blows them out, so if you're near woods or something like that, you could be more apt to have some. The lady called me this week, and her yard was the only one on the whole block that was eaten up, but she was near the woods. So
I heard this morning on the TV that they only show up every 3 years, and that is not true.
No, I don't believe that either. They show up when they show up. I mean, like I said, there may be some around.
You don't have the mass invasion.
They're
kind
of like grubs, and grubs are not bad. If you have a 3-foot by 3-foot section, you find 3 grubs, that's fine. They're just keeping the soil loose. But if the same section you find 20, 30, that's a problem.
It can be a problem. They were actually on TV this morning telling people what to spray for and all that. And I'm going, what happened to all this organic stuff?
It's time to scrap that, I guess, for this. So,
it doesn't work on army worms.
The good thing about if you have a worm season grass, they only eat the blade, the top. So the roots, if you fertilize it and water, it should come back. But the fescue, now, if they get a hold of that, they eat the whole thing, it's not probably coming back.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I thought it got the roots on it.
Nah, they only eat the top. But it can do some damage, you know, for sure. Depending on how far you let it go and stuff. And people being out of town on vacation have come home and their lawn's like a kid's baseball field there.
We bought sod in before they had army worms.
Yeah.
Not y'all, but your former competitors.
Yeah. Well, those worms love the tender grass. When I first started, they called me and said, something's wrong with these bugs all over our sod. And I went out there, and it was beautiful front yard. It started looking a little odd. And you could look across there. You could almost like the blades were wiggling. Mm-hmm. It was all these worms. And I put a product called bifenthrin.
That's what they recommend today.
It's not a very expensive product. So we put it out and turned on the irrigation, and it just killed them right away. So now, if you put out the granular, you do have to water it to get it activated. Yep. Good thing about bifenthrin, it kills ants, flea, tick, spiders, all that good stuff. So you're doing more than one thing. So.
And we will be right back to the Gardener's Beach.
It's a beautiful day.
This is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Okay, we're jamming this morning. I'm wide awake now.
That's right. We're not going to take it, Army Worms.
Yeah.
Get your bifenthrin.
Get you some, Army Worms.
Get you some. It's football season. Yeah. Going to be eating up the there was a couple fields. I heard Rock Hill School District has a lot of soccerville football fields. Like two of them, Army Worms got on, so I don't know which one it was, but. Not the AstroTurf ones.
That happens about every year. One of them gets something. But this year, it might be a problem.
Yeah. All I've problem heard. Is that if they eat it down, like I said, the Bermuda zoysia grass will come back, but you only have a couple of weeks left of growth, so it might not might look kind of odd going into winter. So hopefully not.
We got a couple people listening on their way to the Waffle House.
Oh,
she got a text. Old Chris Miller and JP Cathole Miller there riding on over there.
That's a good place to be.
I used to go there pretty regularly. I haven't been there in a long time.
Have you been there before midnight?
Before midnight?
Yeah. I think I've been there more after midnight than before.
I don't go out after midnight anymore.
The one on Hurlong is right there in my house. It's kind of nice to.
You got to understand. Now, if we go out to eat and we're not back home by 7 o'clock, it's late.
Oh, I know now, buddy. Trust me.
It's late.
I know all about that, but it was years and years that for me going there that I never even got a waffle. I didn't even thought about a waffle. I just thought scrambled eggs
and that's what I
gravy
got.
And stuff like that. And I'm like, you know what? This place is called Waffle House. Maybe they have a decent waffle.
Well, the one on Cherry Road after midnight on Saturday night, there was some strange people in that place.
Yeah.
Orange hair, purple hair. Oh, Jim Triplett and I used to hit
They probably said that about you, too.
When the Long Branch closed, we'd go in there. And we had food and went in. We just
they
look
should
at
have gave
people.
A little 10% off cards out of that thing. And after you pay 10% more
for a long,
to go there and eat.
Well, for a long time, the doors didn't even have locks on them.
They'd be lined. There'd be people lined out there.
Oh, yeah. They had a sheriff's deputy outside.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
On Friday and Saturday nights. Oh, there were some weird people in Rock Hill back in those days. You never saw them during the week, just on Saturday night.
Well, we want to do a shout out. Matt said we picked up a new listener last night. Somebody helped him at the football game. So we'd like to say a shout out to Terrence Biddix.
Yeah, old T-Bird.
T-Bird.
you're going to hear him on the OTS stations this fall. He's going to be helping do some color analyzing for football.
I hear you.
Awesome guy. We had a good time last night. Up in Charlotte for the Northwestern Huff game last night.
Okay.
As a barn burner.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have him on here one day. Be a special guest or something.
Matthew, I think you need to take your spare time and write down all these schools that nobody's ever heard of.
You know what? I've always done this, even back when I was a kid, the Herald. Y'all remember that paper?
Vaguely.
I used to deliver the Evening Herald, and for a lot of y'all didn't realize, Rock Hill had an afternoon paper that came out, and I delivered it after elementary school.
Evening Herald.
The Evening Herald.
Steve,
you don't remember that? You may not have been here then.
Did you ride your bike and throw it?
I had three streets. I walked it. It was just easy to walk. My street was in the middle. It was Midvale, Rockdale, Blackman. Okay. And then my buddy used to help me. We played porches. So you had to have your feet on the road and try to throw it up on the porch.
Okay.
Win, so it was pretty good. So
I got caught.
It was good and bad.
So y'all delivered two papers in the same house?
No. He did one side, I did one side.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
I got coffee.
I think his was easier, but it's all right.
I got coffee mugs from the first Sunday edition of the Herald.
Oh, okay.
From the first morning edition.
Yeah, I don't think it was I don't remember about the weekends of it. So
maybe they didn't do Sunday.
Yeah.
See, back in early days in the 70s and early 80s, York County was very divided. You had Rock Hill and York, and they didn't like us. So that for a while there, they wouldn't even let them play football against each other.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
But I take ads in the Herald for Rock Hill and ads in the York Observer for York. You had to do both. You had two telephone books.
Yeah.
Rock Hill and Bell South had York.
Yeah.
You tell people you're Rock Hill, you're in trouble. Because we said, well, we're in York or we're in Rock Hill. Where are you from? Yeah.
Well, I started talking about this because I love looking at all the scores. I like looking at all the high school scores and just seeing how teams are doing. And I have a little app on my phone, Newsbreak, and it lists everyone. I was telling Matt today, it didn't list Spartanburg and South Point for some reason. I was thinking the game was today or something, but I don't know how that game got left off of there. But
Newsbreak Slack. You need to get on the WRHI app.
Well, I'm on there too.
And, and then get on the live scoreboard at WRHI.com.
I've heard of that before.
Worldwide.
Boy, we're doing a fine job of advertising for the station.
Me and Teresa were in front of Friendly's last night listening to Matt and Chris. And we're such sap for sports, man. We're out there, people are coming in, and we're out there like tearing up because they scored that touchdown at the end. you put some music with sports stuff like that, that's the biggest thing. Make me and Teresa tear up and start crying. America and sports, and it's great, man.
It was a miraculous game. Yeah. It really was. That's probably top five game I've ever seen in my life.
Man.
Braves won last night in extremes.
I watched the Braves Thursday night. Won 3-2 over Philly. Well,
they won 3-2 last night, too. But they got
good for them. They're hanging in there. They had so many people hurt.
Their problem now is the subs are hurt.
Yeah.
Snicker said Thursday or Friday, said, I don't know where we're getting the next man up. Can't trade for them now. The deadline's passed.
Well, I do like watching this baseball because they do some really good cutting of the outfield and stripe that grass, have it all different kind of ways.
Atlanta does awesome.
If y'all see that grass, that's how they mow it. They lay it. When you go one way, it lays it down. You come back the other way, it turns it up. But they do all kind of like stars and zigzags and all that out there. It's kind of
I don't know how the world kind of fun. All that. Okay, it's that time. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited.
Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely.
It's always a lovely day in Rock Hill, South
Carolina. It is a lovely day today. I feel good today. Steve got here today, and me and Matt went over to his car, and he goes, "What'd you say? It's a wonderful world."
He's just
in a great mood today. What do you say,
yeah,
Matt?
He said, "It's a wonderful world we live in. It's good to be alive." And it is. Yeah, it is.
Every day is a wonderful day. I'm decided. I'm improving my mood.
How about that?
Well, I went 12 years not knowing what's wrong with me, and now they think they know.
There you go.
But they've done that to me before. But we'll find out on September the 8th in Charlotte.
So. Yeah, well, that's good. As long as you get tired of feeling bad, you just want to know what's going on. Yeah. I was a little sick last week, and just when you feel normal, it's good.
Just
please let me feel normal today. But it's good. So we're open 8 to 2 today, 4372 Old York Road. We're out there between the airport and Walmart.
We're beside the cemetery
and across from a junkyard. It's a great place to hang out.
They cleaned that junkyard up, though.
They have cleaned it up. That land is worth, that's some big money.
Believe it or not, that was Matthew's
land. Johnny Snipes, he was nice enough to let us, we weighed our truck the other day so we could double check what we're putting on there. So
that's nice.
Don't want to put too much on there, but we can deliver or do whatever you need. And
you don't have to worry about it. The state will let you know where you got too much on there.
Well, they will. Your tires will.
They don't mind at all. Okay,
thank you all for giving us a great August so far.
And thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.